Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this Palm Sunday, the last Sunday of this month also, where we celebrate not only just Palm Sunday, but also the celebrations of our birthdays and anniversaries. And we will have the luncheon after service today. Please remember, stay back and enjoy the lunch together. The announcements are listed in your bulletin, and also let me go over the Holy Week program for this week. You have an insert in the bulletin that you can see there. Today we have a special guest, Rachel Mann, is back again here with us today to sing for us and sing with us. And we are so glad that you are here today. God bless you and your ministry. And we are being blessed by your ministry as well. And thank you for all the things that you do. She will be singing some specials today. And after that, we'll have luncheon after service today. Then Thursday, 1st April, Monday, Thursday, we'll have a service at 6 o'clock in the evening. Please join as much as you can, as many as you can. We will have a communion service also on Monday, Thursday, 6 o'clock. Please note that. It will be a short service. We will gather together and we will celebrate this communion as a reminder or remembrance of the Passover that Jesus celebrated with his disciples. And then on Good Friday, April 2nd, again at 6 o'clock, we'll have a brief service that will be purely a prayer and meditation service for about 30 minutes. Please join us here in the sanctuary on Good Friday at 6 o'clock as well. Then Easter Sunday, we will have the regular service, also Easter service. We'll have communion. It's our first Sunday of the month also. So we will have communion on Easter Sunday at 11 o'clock. So are there any questions on this week's program for anyone? The regular announcements are listed at the second page in the bulletin. I will quickly go over that with you. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank, the ministry that we have been doing, still taking collections for it in cash or kind. The book is still available for sale. The proceeds will benefit the Piedmont Missions. Use that address on the list listed there for any communications with the church to mail in. And also the COVID-19 financial difficulties, if you know anyone who is having problems with paying utilities or basic needs like groceries, please let us know by calling that number or texting that number. The annual conference is listed there for June 3rd through May. The registrations are going between May 16th. The website listed there will give you more updates and announcements as they come. We will have our yard sale in May, on May 15th. Please contact Margaret for any information for that. Our cooking class, we have stopped before the pandemic. We'll resume on April 10th, Saturday at 10 o'clock. And we already have some volunteers cooking something on Saturday. If you have any special items to cook or bring in, please let us know, Margaret or Evangeline. Evangeline will be doing a special Indian dish called masala dosa. It has, I don't know what it has in it, but she's not making it.
It's just good.
Yeah, it's very good. But it's not made with the conventional grains. She's going to use peas, dry peas, and grind it up, and it's all kind of special mix. So looking forward to that on April 10th. Our admin council meeting will be on April 11th, that Sunday after service at 12:30, right after service. And also, we are looking for a financial chair. If anybody who is prompted by the Holy Spirit to take that calling, please let us know, pray about it. And the attendance and collections are listed there for your continued participation. And thank you for all your donations and participation for the church and the ministry in this community and around the world. We will continue with our parking lot donation. We are looking at a project of $30,000, so we need to ramp up some of our givings and make sure that that parking lot gets done sooner than later. We have some good bids that we want to take advantage of if we could get it done very soon. So please pray about it. and donate as much as you can. Are there any other announcements? I'm glad that the Howell family is back.
Amen.
And the kids are back. So they are going to do the palm procession today, as the choir will be singing the palms of victory. The children will be doing the procession with the palm leaves. So please remain seated as the choir will be singing that.
Yeah.
As we continue with our worship today, today is Palm Sunday, where we celebrate the journey that Jesus took to Jerusalem on a donkey. The crowds were cheering Hosanna, meaning save us now, acknowledging that Jesus the Savior who came. But we move towards the end of the week, we will see that the whole scenario changes. And then they will, all the same crowd will be shouting, crucify him. Reminds us of the nature of the world, how it changes. And also it reminds us of the faithfulness of God, how he does not change, even when we change. Thanks be to God. That's what we are celebrating during this Palm Sunday. The opening hymn is, Come Now Is the Time to Worship. Rachel will be leading us on that. Please stand if you are able and follow that on the screen.
Time to worship.
Please be seated. Blessed God, thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us together to come and worship you together in this church and also online. Thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of another day in this world that we can live and to be a blessing to this world. It is all your blessings that we enjoy in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirit. Thank you for the good health and strength you have given us today to get up this morning and to be here. And thank you for all the blessings that you showered upon us in spite of our unfaithfulness. You have been faithful to us, O God. Lord, thank you for this Palm Sunday that you have given us one more time in our life. The light of your peace will shine in our hearts and in our lives like the dawn of the morning. And give us eyes of faith so that we will see that Christ is present in our midst. Cover your people with the cloth of righteousness, Lord, and the garments of salvation as you have promised. Bless us today as we celebrate the Palm Sunday, Lord, that we will follow the journey towards Jerusalem with you, with faithfulness and joy, shouting Hosanna in the highest, not just like admirers, but also just like the disciples, honestly committing ourselves into your hands. You are our refuge in times of need, and you are our comfort in times of trouble. Bless us with your presence as we worship together, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and the saints in heaven. Guide us as a church to do your work in this community faithfully. All the songs we sing, the prayers we make, and the meditations of the word that we make today, bring honor and glory to your name through your Son and our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you are able, just stand and say hi to each other. And online as well, we can say hi. Hey, Chuck and Vicky. Hey, Bob and Chuck. Good morning, Martha. Thanks for joining us online. We have a good crowd here today. You all can see them. Now please remain seated for the special that Rachel is going to sing in the garden.
Oh,
Now we have the responsive reading taken from Psalm 118, verses 21 through 29. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the word.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we beseech you, O Lord.
O Lord, we beseech you, give us success.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God who has given us light.
We make a vessel procession with the righteous. Up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever.
This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as we come before our Heavenly Father with our prayers of praises to thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives and also share our prayers of concerns and burdens and concerns together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. The promise that God has given us is that if we ask anything in faith as His children, He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will, which is better than our time and our will. So let us go to God in prayer, trusting His promises with our praises and also our prayers of concerns. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. Please use this as a regular prayer items for your daily prayers. Use it at your study desk or prayer desk or a refrigerator to remind you.
Go ahead.
And continue praying for these items. There's some couple of special prayer items that we need to note that JD is back at home sick. He's resting there now. He went to the doctor last week and still working on his diagnosis of the problem. He's having some problems with the stomach, I understand. Please pray for JD as he's resting at home. And also, Bruce, Margaret's sister, had a really bad fall. Brother had a really bad fall, and I saw the stitches on his head in the picture. It's really bad. And he's in his 80s?
84 in July.
So please keep him in our prayers. He's by himself in North Carolina. Hope.
We'll probably pray for him.
Okay. So please pray for him, for his comfort and healing.
What is his first name, Margaret?
Bruce. Let us be thankful for all of those who were not able to come to church or able to come now. Let us thank God for that. God is opening up things and you don't have to be restricted much longer. God is good even in the midst of pandemic. He proved to be good. Thanks be to God. And thanks for Harry and Jan joining us here today.
Yes.
We'll keep you in our prayers, and also Eddie and Jack. We want Jack to come and sing with us one day. So we are praying for that as well. Martha, thanks for joining us online. Hopefully you will be able to join us soon as well in church.
Yes, I'm planning to come for Easter.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah, we'll have a communion also on Easter, so please pray for that next Sunday. Are there any special call-outs from this list or anything else that we want to call out for?
There was a praise. Ivy saw Piper. Piper was the one that was in an accident and had lots of different surgeries, but he saw her yesterday and she's doing good. And so she's recovering from all that and out of the hospital and playing around now.
Okay, great. Thanks for recovery.
I spoke with Gene Brown this week and he's had no further setbacks. He's doing fair.
Okay. Thanks be to God for that.
I'd just like to bring up a praise again. thank you so much for being here. It's a blessing having you here.
Thank you.
And as an announcement, after service, Rachel's table is set up over there with music to purchase and so forth. And that helps her ministry, helps her do wonderful things for other places like ours. So support her, and again, thank you so much.
Yeah, please come by this table over here before you leave and support her ministry. She has been a blessing to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other special prayer requests or call items? If not, let us go to God in prayer, spend a few minutes in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Merciful and loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promise that you will answer our prayers and listen to every groanings that we make in our hearts and through our lips. You're always listening and watching us every moment of our lives. We come before you as your people, trusting in your promises that you will answer our prayers according to your will at your time. Thank you, God, for all the blessings of life that you have given us in this world, all its joys and all the blessings that you shower upon us daily. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. As we come before you today, we come before you with our concerns and burdens as well, and thanksgiving and gratefulness in our hearts also. We thank you for the continued healing for many of the prayers that we have been praying for. Thank you for the continued recovery of Jean Brown as we heard today. We thank you for the recovery that you gave to Piper from the accident, and she is recovering. We thank you for Martha and Jack and Jan and Harry and all of those who are recovering back, and be with them and continue their recovery, Lord. We thank you for again giving us the chance to come back together in church without a lot of restrictions. In the midst of this pandemic, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to open our church back and worship together here. We thank you for Rachel Mann's ministry and her presence with us here today. Continue to bless her, Lord, as she does your ministry faithfully in the situations and circumstances that you give her. We thank you for all the good things in our lives that we enjoy, because all of them are from you and from you only. We come before you with our burdens and concerns at this time, Lord, as we remembered Jerry. Bless him with your healing, touch him with your healing hand, Lord, as he is going back to the doctors to get his diagnosis. We pray that your wisdom will be guiding the doctors and nurses who treat him so that he can get the best treatment and recover his body back to normal, Lord. Fill them with your peace and comfort during this time. We also pray for Bruce, as he had a bad fall and broke his head. We pray that you will touch him, comfort him, Lord, and heal him and recover him back to normal. Above all, we pray for peace in his life and the family's lives, Lord, at this time. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various difficulties and problems, especially in South Georgia and many parts of Georgia that have been affected by the tornado and the hurricanes that happened the last couple of days. Many people are left homeless, and many are still struggling with various basic needs because of that. Lord, we pray that your grace be upon them and be with them, and especially the work that recovery work that they are doing there, be bless them with your presence and also guide them with your wisdom to do the right things. We pray for those who are affected by the pandemic and the COVID. We pray that you will comfort them with your peace, especially those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. The peace that passeth all understanding will fill their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We pray for those who are struggling with various other problems financially, socially and mentally. We pray that you will bless them and guide them to the right resources to find help in their needs. Above all, we pray for your peace in their lives and in their dear ones. Bless us, Lord, as a church, as we continue to worship here, that your people be blessed by your presence. Fill us with your word and fill us with your power as we leave from this place, so that we can be more faithful in the places that you give us to witness for you. Bless us as a church as we look for guidance from you for the future, with all the projects and many things that you have given us to do. We know that you will open the right doors at the right time, and help us, Lord, to be faithful in whatever way that you want us to be used. Help us to be a blessing to this community and the whole world around us, Lord, through the ministry that you have given us. Give us your guidance today, Lord, as we worship together, to worship you in truth and in spirit, that your name will be lifted up in everything we do here, and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward to take up the offering while Rachel will be singing, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. We'll be singing.
Should be singing along.
Yeah.
Your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange again in the light of his glory. God, from whom all blessings flow, praise him, all creatures here below, praise him above ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We offer ourselves at this time and we bring before you whatever we can today. May we find joy in freely giving our prayers and presents and gifts and service to support this ministry of the church and also the mission of the church around the world. We ask you to accept this offering of your people. We thank you for those who were able to give today joyfully, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, verses 12 through 16.
The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that you have given us to be our life and our spirit. As we come before your word, Lord, we pray that you'd fill us with that life and spirit in our hearts and in our souls, that we can be life to this world as we go from this place. Help us to have a humble and obedient spirit before you, before your word, as that whatever you command us to do, Lord, help us to obey that. Bless us and illumine our souls so that we can understand the hidden meanings of the scriptures. Bless us with your presence and fill us with your power. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. So a little boy was sick on Palm Sunday and stayed home from church with his mother. His father returned from church with a palm branch, and the little boy was curious and asked him, "Why do you have that palm branch, Dad?" And then the dad said, "You see, when Jesus came into town, everyone waved a palm branch at him to honor him, so we got palm branches today." The little boy replied, "Oh, not the one Sunday that I missed is the Sunday that Jesus shows up." Many times we come to church and celebrate Easter and Palm Sunday and completely miss Jesus. It happens to me many times, even when in the ministry, that you all think that I am always walking with Jesus, not all the time. And you all know that. And we all know that. We live in a world that is very hard and difficult to live in. But today we celebrate the entrance of Jesus on a donkey, where people were celebrating together and singing praises to him. And all the four Gospels list this entry on a donkey in different ways. But the one key verse that we read today that struck me was that his disciples did not believe then, but after his death they remembered. So they did not know what they were doing. That's what exactly what happened. Jesus arranged a donkey, as you can go back and read the story there, that he sent his disciples and got a donkey, and then he sat on the donkey, and then he was heading to Jerusalem. And the crowds in Jerusalem had been increasing because of the special Passover that they were going to celebrate that weekend. So there's a lot of people crowded up in the city of Jerusalem from other places to celebrate that festival. Probably thousands and thousands of people will be coming from different parts of the country. So there will be a good crowd probably when Jesus started doing this procession on the donkey. A lot of people started following this crowd as they children were singing Hosanna and they're waving palms and spreading palm branches on the street as he was riding along. But what did they miss in all that celebration that they were doing? We can see what happened in 5 days after that. The same crowd that praised him, singing, "Hosanna, save us now, O God," now turned against him and shouted, "Crucify him." In 5 days, the whole situation had changed. That's what the world is. Just like that, we saw that last March or February, everything was shut down in the turn of a second. Things happen so fast in our lives because we are so changing in our nature. We don't stay steady. And this particular possession teaches us a great lesson about our feeble nature, how feeble we are, and how shallow our faith can be many times. They did not expect Jesus to go to Jerusalem because the disciples knew that there was going to be danger waiting for him. The Jewish leaders were plotting to kill him, and I preached about the event that happened just before this in Mary and Martha's house, that Mary anointed him with oil, and it happened just after the raising of the Lazarus from the dead. And that became a big news in the city and the country, that the Jewish leaders were afraid that Jesus was going to take over their authority and their power. So they plotted to kill him. Not only Jesus, but also they plotted to kill Lazarus, the poor guy who got lifted up from the dead. And they were going to kill him too. So they knew that the journey was not going to be a pleasant or a good journey for Jesus to take to Jerusalem. But Jesus was telling or teaching the world that the purpose of his coming into this world is to go to Jerusalem. A lot of times we don't like that. We don't want to take the risk of being disciples. We just want to be admirers. Just like the big crowd that were admiring him. So that's why I'm calling this message, "Are we admirers or are we disciples?" Even the people who are called disciples, who were part of that crowd shouting Hosanna, they also left Jesus when he started carrying the cross. They were afraid of their lives, and they all left him, and he was finally by himself. Many times in our lives we see that when things get tough and our faith is being challenged, we are sometimes prone to shelter ourselves in our own caves and abandon Jesus by himself. The crowds were looking for something different. That's what happened. They were not looking for a dying Messiah. They were looking for a reigning and ruling Messiah. They're waiting for a Messiah. So they thought that this Jesus who came and now riding into Jerusalem, he is going to take over the power from the Roman government. They have been oppressed by the foreign rule for a long time. And they did not like that, and they did not want that. They were very upset with all the things that the Roman government were doing, because they converted some of their religious buildings into the camps for the soldiers, of the Roman soldiers, and they always resisted that. And then every time they go purchase something, their currency had the Roman emperor's picture on it, which was definitely something that is against the Jewish faith, that they cannot have an image of somebody like that when God is their ultimate power and their God. So all these things were pressing them to get some deliverance from this oppression, from Roman rule, and they thought Jesus was going to be the answer. And here they are. They are praising Jesus and shouting Hosanna, and they were all processing together to Jerusalem. He's traveling the road to Calvary when he was going to Jerusalem, and he knew that. And on the road to Calvary, Jesus picked up some admirers. Of course, not even the disciples comprehended that Jesus was heading for his death, a death on a cross. So that is why every time he talks about his own death, the disciples stopped him and protested that, "Don't say like that. We don't like to hear those things." But discipleship costs our lives sometimes. And discipleship without anything that costs us anything is not really discipleship. It will cost us something. And so, as Jesus rides to Jerusalem that morning, the followers of Joyce, and they were singing Hosanna, ringing out as he rides slowly and carefully through the crowds. The people praised Jesus as he passed by, many of them for two reasons. Like I said, one of them is that they were expecting for a Messiah to come and deliver from their slavery or bondage from the Romans. The other reason was because they saw a lot of miracles Jesus did, raising Lazarus from the dead and healing sick people and making the paralyzed walk. A lot of those things started spreading around the city, and they thought this was a good person to follow. So those are probably the reasons why they decided to follow Jesus and sing praises to him. So the real question that Jesus was trying to ask the crowd was, why are you praising God? And then some of the religious leaders come and said, you know, you cannot do that, Jesus, here, because we have our ultimate Jehovah, our God. It's the only praise that we can make it. So ask your disciples and people to stop praising you or saying Hosanna. And Jesus said, if they stop or the people stop praising, the stones will cry out. God can make the stones and the rocks cry out with praises to God. And believe it or not, they are still praising God. Every creation is praising God, the trees and the birds and the animals and the rocks and the soil and the water in the sea, all of them are praising God. You will see that beautiful psalm that it lists with all the creation praising God. They're all praising God, including human beings. But how is our praise? Our praise is because we have certain expectations about Jesus. This is the kind of Jesus that I want to have in my life. He needs to deliver me from this bondage. He needs to go with me wherever I go. He needs to heal me from my sickness. He needs to take me out of all the troubles that I get into. And we define Jesus who goes with us before we start following him. But that is not the Jesus that came to this world. The Jesus came to this world for all of this, to give you healing, to give you freedom from bondage of sin and death. It's all there. But ultimately, the decision that you and I make to follow Jesus is not because of that. It is because that he came down here from heaven as the Son of God who took up the cross for you and me so that we will be delivered from the bondage of sin and death. And because of that gratefulness from our heart, the overflowing thankfulness that come out of our souls will be the reason that we will follow Jesus. So, as we celebrate the Palm Sunday, let us reflect on our lives and see why we are following Jesus and why are we Christians. And on the road to Calvary, he picked up a lot of opposition. And opposition is a true fact, a reality, whenever we start following Jesus. And it is happening even today. The faith that we proclaim are being opposed by a lot of different forces, even from Christians. And sometimes we only think about opposition coming from non-Christians, right? But it happens from Christians as well. When we preach the word of God, the true word of the Spirit comes out, people don't like it. They get picked. They get pinned or they get pricked. And then you get opposition from everybody. And it is not new for Jesus. Jesus started his ministry with opposition. When he was in the Jewish temple, they tried to corner him with all kinds of questions. And I asked him, questioned his authority about preaching the word. Even today that happens. So he had admirers, he had opposition, and also he had to pick up the cross on the way to Jerusalem. The cross shows discipleship. The true discipleship that Jesus showed us is to take up the cross and go. Every one of us is given us a cross in this world. And Jesus said, if you are not willing to take up the cross and follow me, you are not going to be my disciple. Whatever cross that God gives us, it may be some responsibilities that we have to take up in family, or the responsibilities in the church, or something that you may not like, but God wants you to do. But take it up for the glory of God, because God has given us those situations to take up that responsibility and follow him with that cross. Even though the disciples deserted him, they proved to be fearful and afraid and cowards. Jesus did not let them go. There was a resurrection after all this torturous journey that he had to take from through the streets of Jerusalem to the cross. There is a third day that Jesus rose from the dead, and he came back and restored all his disciples who turned away from him. So in celebrating the Palm Sunday and the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, we can remember the procession that happened there, how they easily missed the whole purpose of Jesus riding on a donkey to that Jerusalem. Jesus did not come to hear the crowds shout Hosanna, nor did he come unaware of the opposition, nor did he come unaware of the unfaithfulness of his disciples. He came knowing that all these things would happen. And that's for us to follow too. The world is not a good place to live. People are not going to be faithful. But there is a God who is going to be faithful, who wants us to take up the cross and follow him. On the road to Calvary, not only Jesus pick up admiration and oppositions, he also chose to take up the cross. Many times we see that Jesus was crucified or Jesus was tortured, and we say that. But they did that, but at the same time, he willingly took it. He had a choice. He did not have to take up those things. But he did take them up willingly. So it is on the way to Jerusalem that we have to take up the cross and follow Jesus willingly. Because the road to Jerusalem was not the highway of hosannas. The road to city was not the concourse of cheers. The road to Jerusalem was the road to Calvary and cross. Jesus knew it. The disciples did not. The followers did not. Jesus walked the way, but they were just following as admirers. Today I want to leave with you this thought. Are we just admirers or are we disciples? As we go from this place, as we look forward to the next coming week, as we celebrate and remember the Passion Week and the suffering of Christ, and ultimately wait for Easter Day, Sunday, let us come back to our lives and say that, are we really disciples that God wants us to follow Jesus, or are we just admirers? May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place, that we can be more faithful witnesses for him in the days to come. Amen. The closing hymn is The Old Rugged Cross. If you are able, please stand for that Old Rugged Cross.
And I love that I love where
People of God, it is because Jesus picked up the cross and gave his life that we can live. It is because he picked up the cross that this world was forever changed, that lives and forever made whole. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.